Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Deputies from the Sheriff's Criminal Response Unit served a search warrant in the Showers Pass area of Humboldt County today. While en route, deputies spotted one of the suspects targeted in the warrant driving near the location and initiated a traffic stop of the vehicle driven by 30-year-old David Collenberg of Eureka. Deputies reported seeing a loaded .357 Magnum handgun next to the driver's seat, and that led to Collenberg's arrest as a convicted felon in possession of a handgun. Deputies then continued on their way when they spotted a second man connected with the warrant, 35-year-old Grady Longacre of McKinleyville. Longacre, who was driving an excavator, was in possession of a rifle, and again, being a convicted felon, he was arrested for the firearms possession. Deputies then served the Showers Pass Road location and found more than 900 growing marijuana plants, more than $1,800 in cash, along with 33 pounds of processed weed. Two other locations connected with Collenberg and Longacre were also searched, one in the 6,000 block of Myrtle Avenue and one in the 5,000 block of Union Street, and deputies found two inoperative grow sites at both locations. Both Collenberg and Longacre were booked into county jail. Sheriff's deputies were called out to the median of Highway 101 near the Bray Cut exit in the safety corridor yesterday after receiving 911 calls that three men were holding a fourth man down. When deputies arrived, they contacted the men, who said that they had been working on their leased property at Bray Cut when they saw a man identified as 25-year-old Lloyd Velasquez running from the site with one of the workers' backpacks. The three men chased Velasquez on foot and caught him in the median of the 101 about a quarter of a mile south of Bray Cut. They detained him while 911 was called. The men also removed Velasquez's shoes to keep him from fleeing. The men recovered the stolen backpack, which contained one of the men's laptops, and Velasquez was booked into county jail on a burglary charge, as well as a parole violation. The Coast Guard Marine Safety Detachment, Humboldt Bay, released an advisory to all those who pay to take boat trips along the Northern California coast. The Coast Guard wants consumers to be wary of illegal boat operators who operate vessels that have not been properly inspected or registered by the Coast Guard. Since May, the Coast Guard has boarded multiple vessels and issued fines to operators who do not have the proper licenses. A reminder that a properly registered vehicle will have a certificate of inspection and the boat captain will have a Coast Guard-issued mariner's license. That ensures the captain and crew are properly trained and that the vessel is seaworthy and safe to take on the water. The City of Arcata is holding a public meeting at 5 o'clock in City Council chambers tonight to gather public input on a proposed annexation of property. The property in question is located on Shirley Boulevard and includes 17 parcels, and the meeting will address current and future septic failures suffered by residents on those properties. The proposed annexation would connect the properties with the city's sewer system to provide a solution for the septic troubles, and residents who live on those parcels are encouraged to attend. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A 4.3 magnitude earthquake rattled the north coast this morning. The quake struck at 8:24 and was located 55 miles off the coast of Eureka at a depth of 1.6 miles. No damage was reported from the tremor, which was felt from Fortuna to McKinleyville. The U.S. Geological Survey is always ready to take feedback from those who experience an earthquake. So if you feel one, let the USGS know. It helps them track the effects of earthquakes across the north coast. Yesterday, the County Drug Task Force, sheriff's deputies, Hoopa police, state law enforcement personnel, as well as U.S. Marshals, eradicated more than 26,000 marijuana plants. Law enforcement utilized two helicopters in the eradication effort at a site in the Mill Creek drainage near the Hoopa Reservation. The plants, ranging in size from 4 to 6 feet, were pulled out, and several loads of garbage and debris at the site were removed as well. Today, the sheriff's office released photos of the suspected grow site depicting the marijuana plants being grown in small clearings, partly camouflaged by the surrounding trees. No arrests have been made, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Mendocino County deputies stopped a vehicle driven by Jason Anderson of Santa Cruz on Main Street in Willits last night, and after bringing in a canine unit, deputies recovered a small baggie of marijuana and a pipe. A further search of the vehicle turned up more than $60,000 in cash stowed in a backpack. Deputies report they questioned Anderson about the weed and the cash, but received no cooperation. Anderson was arrested and the money was seized. And that's the North Coast News on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.